Dunham and Miller.
6 o'clock here on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. We are the Musers, cranking up another week. It's March 11th, Monday morning, with George Dunham, Gordon Keith. I'm Craig Miller here in 15 minutes. Big trade in the NFL, 6:30, goat in the water. And at 6:55, ticket prices going up and up for Dirk's last home game. But first, to daylight savings time, it is 6 o'clock Central Daylight Time. If you have been under a rock for the last 30 hours or so, you should have moved your clocks forward. It was always funny, either when we fall back or spring forward. As a kid, I remember going to church that next morning, because you would do it at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, and then a few hours later you go to church. And you would either see your family that always sat in front of you, they weren't there because they had messed up the clock, or they were there an hour early. Like when you walked in, they had been sitting there for 45 minutes because they messed up the clock. I think that's where it's most evident. I think most people figure it out going about your day on Sunday. At some point, you're reminded, oh, yeah, we set the clocks forward. Did either of you guys get daylight savings time trip up this weekend?
No, because most of the time we rely on our phones now, so it switches automatically. Mm-hmm. Back in the old days when you had to redo each clock by itself individually, manually, that was the beating. That's when you messed it up.
Yeah, so much so that the one on the oven, I have not even... That is the biggest beating.
You know what? I found that one will, if you just leave it alone, it'll self-correct throughout the year.
Really?
Eventually, it
another 6 months. Yeah, maybe I'll just do that, because that is like trying to prevent a bomb from going off every time you go and start messing with that thing. I didn't even get started on that yesterday.
What kind of space oven do you have?
I don't know. Oven. But, man, you don't want to mess with that clock. It is the worst beating.
Boy, my oven and microwave oven are really easy. It takes like 2 seconds to reset them. You just hit clock and you punch in 8:48 and hit clock again and it's done.
Mm-mm. No.
So what I do,
what the process is,
my routine is, before I go to bed on that Saturday night, I switch my clock ahead or back, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I wake up with the right time. And then that next morning, once I get up, then I'll do the oven clocks, any wall clocks, the clock on the coffee maker. I'll get everything squared away then.
Yeah, I fixed them all but one yesterday. And I just, you're right, Gordo, we just rely on our phones.
Yep. That's what I did.
And I did wonder about you if you realized we were springing forward.
I don't care. I don't care. I mean, at some point I'll figure out that we sprung forward. I always budget in a day of work that I may be an hour late, hour early, something like that. That's just part of the whole daylight savings time experience.
I have to admit, as a kid, I never understood daylight savings time. Remember my dad explaining it to me, that it had mostly to do with farmers, and that back when farming was a family thing and a lot of the kids were still in school, once the planting and growing season started and the harvesting season in the fall, that they wanted more time, more daylight after the kids got out of school, so the kids could come home and work the crops for an hour longer. And I thought, yeah, that made sense. But talking about it this weekend, and farming is now such an industrial thing, you know, it's such a commercial thing. The family farm is struggling. You hear stories every night on the news about the family farm in decline. And is it really that necessary anymore with all the automation and whatnot in farming? There's such a debate about this, and it's been going on in Austin, because there are a lot of lawmakers that want Texas to do away with this, and there are a lot of states in this country that want to do away with this, and I think it's time to do away with it. I don't understand the point of it anymore, and I'm reading about the history of daylight savings time around the world, and every country seems to have a different reason for implementing this. In fact, when New Zealand adopted this, they did so because one of their political leaders wanted more time after work where he could go collect insects, because that was his hobby. And so that's why he introduced the idea to New Zealand. So there are all sorts of different reasons in different countries we do this. But I think it's time to do away with it. It's just, it's a nuisance. And as the natural summer progresses, okay, so with daylight savings time, it stays light till what, 9 o'clock maybe in July?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it stays light till 8 o'clock. I think we can get whatever we need done by 8 o'clock. If we're playing softball, we have lights. Why do we do it anymore?
I don't know. There is something great. I would miss the 8:45 to 9 o'clock sunset though in the summertime. It does seem like it makes the day longer. And I've heard the energy excuse brought up too, that it makes us more energy efficient.
Yeah.
I still don't understand that one.
I read a lot about that this morning, and it's like 50-50. People say yes, it does make us more energy efficient, and others say there's absolutely no proof of that.
Yeah. I think people are gonna, well, I was about to say something really generic that would be on a Choose Energy commercial. I think people are going to use energy the same regardless of what time it is. I don't see how that would really come into play, but I guess some experts had figured it out that now that that's the common excuse, is it makes us much more energy efficient.
I think I'd rather be on the schedule of the sun. And if the sun is naturally going to go down at the latest, let's say in July at 8 o'clock, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God's schedule's all right with me.
Well, how can we disagree with God now? You win.
So I would say write a letter to your lawmaker and tell them to vote to do away with daylight savings
time. Tell them to put us on God's schedule.
Because the fall, I will say this, that day of the fall, when we gain an hour, we're falling back, you know, we get an extra hour of sleep. That's one of the great nights
that's
in human
huge.
History. I love that.
Is it worth it?
But I don't know that it's worth losing the hour of sleep when we spring forward, because that's a beating.
Yeah. This is a tough day.
Do you guys get weird internal clock things happening for like 3 days after daylight savings time adjustment?
No, my children do.
I had it last night.
Really?
When I was sitting on the couch watching the news or something at like 5 o'clock, 5:30. I think I was watching Nathan for You, actually. And looking outside and...
Go to the water!
Waste of time.
And the light said to me 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really getting more close to dinner time, and I should have... But my internal clock said, no, you still got an hour or two till dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a little internal clock mess up yesterday just because of the angle of the light at the wrong time.
Yeah, yesterday felt weird. Usually by today or tomorrow, it all feels somewhat normal.
P1 Scott, who runs a horse farm, says the more daylight, the better. Junior's welcome to come help bale hay. It's hard work in the dark. So it's really easy for you city folk to sit here and have your big opinions.
Hey, tell him I'll send him a link to a company that provides outdoor lighting.
How is that?
Solution. Outdoor
just
lighting for
artificially
horse
light.
Yeah.
His hail bale. Yeah. Hail baling.
Hail?
His bale. His
hee-haw on.
His hee-haw
on. His hail baling on.
His hail baling on.
His hee-haw on.
Yeah, I'll set up some I'll send him a link to where he can pay for some outdoor lights.
Oh, wow. You're really lifting a finger for him.
All right, 6:09 here on the ticket. Yes, 6:09. If you're waking up and your clock says 5:09, you got it all wrong. Coming up next, big trade in the NFL.